This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine said its forces had repelled Russian assaults along the length of the front line on Thursday, on the eve of the war's one-year anniversary. This as Russian President Vladimir Putin talked up Russia's nuclear arsenal. Tens of thousands of Ukrainian civilians and troops on both sides are believed to have died in the war. Russian artillery has destroyed Ukrainian cities and sent millions of refugees to flight. Conversation and camera clicks as Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba and United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres met at the UN in the U.S. state of New York Tuesday, Thursday. The UN General Assembly is expected to mark the eve of the invasion's anniversary by passing a resolution demanding a halt to it. Ukraine's First Lady has detailed for the United Nations how the human rights of Ukrainians were violated by Russian forces. Here's AP's Karen Chamas.
We have the right to live free, not to be killed or tortured, the right not to be blown to pieces by a Russian missile. Olena Zelenska, the wife of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, made these comments as she gave a video tour of human rights violations in Ukraine at a UN meeting. In the tour, she showed before and after footage of the eastern city of Bakhmut, which Russia is trying to capture, and where shelling is killing civilians and water is scarce. She also urged the UN to establish a special tribunal to prosecute crimes of Russian aggression. Zelenska also stressed that Ukraine's victory in the war will mean the victory of human rights over what she called lawlessness, torture, and destruction. I'm Karen Chamas.
G7 finance chiefs pressed the IMF on Thursday to provide more aid to Ukraine as U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen insisted that sanctions were hurting Russia.